Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have asked about what I think about what happened with the New York Times and their crossword puzzle and it looking like a swastika. Did you guys see that? You know, having patients and friends that whose family members are older, 80, 90-year-olds, I will buy them crossword puzzles, buy them books. And when I saw the crossword puzzle, I didn't see swastika at first. You would think, you know, based on my family having to flee the Holocaust and my family being killed from Nazis and all that, I would have been one of the first to identify it. I got to be honest, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Once you showed it to me, I saw it. And so it did look a little, yeah, I could see how somebody sees it. Do I think it was on purpose? Well, my initial thought, and my thought is changing on this. My initial thought when I saw this was, okay, wait a second here. Yeah. Crossword puzzles, when you look at them, they all look like they're shapes. Not really a lot of phallic ones. I think there was somebody that tried to say, you know, some of these, you know, you can imagine and draw in colors or connect the dots or whatever. But usually, you know, the patterns, I don't really see it. So I'm like, look, guys, it might be just a real strange coincidence. There's a lot of anti-Semitism going on. And I would hate to think that somebody would use a crossword platform, especially with the New York Times, for that. But this was interesting. This is where I'm like, well, wait a second here. So a lot of people had lashed out and they had said that, you know, they had spotted this and thought, you know, apparently this had happened before. Back in October 2017, there was a New York Times game that said, hi, this is not a swastika, honest to God. No one sits down to make a crossword puzzle and says, hey, you know what would look cool. So back in October 2017, New York Times Games tweeted that, hey, guys, not a swastika. So you would think they would then be careful. Things happen. So now I start to wonder, well, wait a second here. This now, why would this come back? One Twitter pointed out that one of the clues was for Berlin's Brandenburg Gate, where Nazi soldiers marched in 1939 while observing Adolf Hitler's 50th birthday. Now, again, this could all be coincidental. Jordan Cohen, executive director of communications at the Times, told Newsweek that the only intentional aspect of the crossword's appearance was its symmetry. He said this is a common crossword design. Many open grids in crosswords have a similar spiral pattern because of the rules around rotational symmetry and black squares. So some, it's what, a 15 by 15 grid, and it's a, somebody called it a whirlpool shape. Okay, I didn't even realize there's art to this, but I have to be honest. I didn't see it until somebody said, look, it looks like that, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess it does. But then when you go, well, you know, they did have something in there about Berlin and Hitler, I guess, one of the questions might have been. And then this, they did have issues with this before, you know, and with the timing of Hanukkah, I could see why some people are like, okay, come on, You know, we're not stupid. Honestly, I am going to give the New York Times the benefit of the doubt. For somebody to use this as, and I get, first day of Hanukkah. The first night of Hanukkah was last night. I get that, you know, there's a lot of coincidences going on. Personally, I think a lot of crossword puzzles look like funny shapes, weird shapes. And I don't play crossword puzzles because I'm kind of too dumb for them. I can't always figure out the words because I don't spell well. So I'll think of a word and that has six letters and not five letters. That's why I struggle with Wordle, because I think of a word and I'm like, oh, wait a second, flush. Flush is six letters, not five. So, you know, but it is intriguing. And here's my thing with anti-Semitism. There's a lot of people out there that hate the Jews. For centuries, people have wanted to kill the Jews. Lot of bad attitudes. Bad, and as a Jew, it's something that I am constantly aware of. I don't look for it. I don't look for anti-Semitism. But I have to be aware because my family died as a result of that hatred. My ancestors died as a result of that hatred. And so when things like this happen, I understand why the public wants to be quick to say, we're not tolerating it. We're not tolerating it. Oh, hell no. And if New York Times says it's not a swastika, that there was no other message with it, I'm going to take them for their word for it. Because, again, there are designs. Sometimes, you know, remember, to attract people to the crossword puzzle, they sometimes, you know, need to have a look to it. I don't think they wanted to make it look like a swastika, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But there are obvious forms that we still haven't addressed, that we need to address. There's obvious forms. There are people desecrating temples. There are things out there that are very, you know, there's these, it's, I mean, I can't enumerate all the instances of it, just like the instances of racism and the instances of misogyny and homophobia. And so, you know, for me, I'm going to pick my battles. And with this, I'm not going to go up against New York Times complaining about a crossword puzzle, because there's a lot of battles out there, and you can't squash every one of them. And I also don't want to dilute the message, and I don't want to diminish it. But, you know, I commend you guys for, being that, you know, diligent on it. And if it does end up that there was a nefarious reason for it, then they're jerks. And this didn't go well at all. 1-877 Doc Deli. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly is show. All right. This gentleman, it's a father, does not want his name, wants to be anonymous, but does have a question. He says, my daughter has a friend who is transitioning, and now she wants to. She's 13. He says she has always been, quote, feminine, liking dolls, pink, and avoiding what her brother would do. But I'm worried she might want surgery, and I don't know what to do. Maybe she's a lesbian. I need help. All right, so this is a father who's worried about his daughter, 13 years old. So that's interesting. All right, so we spoke about this, how now this push to consider changing, transitioning is becoming higher. In fact, I think there was a headline saying that puberty blockers And gender dysphoria rates are doubling since 2017. And that we are seeing more people, I think 13-fold. I think surgeries have risen 13-fold in the past decade on children, according to some data. Puberty blockers have now risen from 633 cases to 1,400 from 2017 to 2021. In terms of gender dysphoria diagnoses, 15,000 to 42,000 from 2017 to 2021. California has some of the highest rates. New York has been steeply rising over the last year or two. Washington, Pennsylvania. Okay. So also, you know, once people are open about it and can discuss it, you know, when we spoke about the Me Too movement and sexual assault, sexual harassment, almost everybody and their mother had then opened up about how they were assaulted. I mean, I did too. I didn't make a federal case about it. I didn't go after anybody legally. I just said, look, it happened to me too. I felt comfortable talking about it finally after 20 years, 25 years, however long it was. So I get that the numbers are going to rise because now people are talking about it. Now doctors are asking about it. Now it's in the schools. So that's not shocking. It's not shocking. That's, you know, part of that. What is, though, a concern are the numbers of surgeries going up in children. I'm really nervous about that. And here we have a father going, what do I do with my daughter? She has a friend who's transitioning, and now she wants to. Well, as we know, when you have kids, the biggest drive for anything they want to do is based on their friends. The next would be a celebrity or idol or mentor. The last thing is what parents want to do. So when you have a 13-year-old, this is going to be about what she wants, or transitioning to he, what they believe their identity is. So there's a few things. If she didn't have a friend that was transitioning, it might be a little easier. But because she has a friend who's transitioning, there might be that push. She might want to go through her transition with her friend, which can be very, very scary for a parent because a lot of us do things that our friends do and don't necessarily want to do it, but because our friends are doing it, now we think we want to. How many times have we done things on a date or because we thought we wanted to and we didn't really filter out, is it because we're on the date? Is it because we like this person? Now that's why a lot of marriages fail, because people pretend, and then all of a sudden they're like, I really hate this. I really don't like it. And we don't want anybody to fail in their transitioning after lifelong committing surgery was done and they can't go back. So before she transitions is the time to find out what it is exactly about being a girl she dislikes. And we'll bring up the lesbian thing in a second because it's different. Cis and trans is not equitable to sexuality per se in terms of lesbian, bi, gay, and all the other terms that we use in the LGBTQ community. So if you have a 13-year-old girl who doesn't want to be a girl, I wouldn't be surprised if 70% of 13-year-old girls can't stand being a girl. They have the worst cramps. They have the worst acne, body odor, hair growing, where they don't want hair to grow, and it's miserable. One of my most miserable years in puberty was 13. I gained 30 pounds that year. I went from being super skinny to when puberty hit, because in my family, the hormones make us heavy, I gained 30 pounds. Now, I still looked okay, and I was really curvy. I went from a training bra to, I think, a BC cup. That was frightening as hell. So you want to find out, what is it about being a girl that you don't like? Now, they say, I hate dolls, and I like sports. Okay, well, Dr. Dahlia can't stand dolls and likes sports, too. She, you know, you can still be female. You don't have to necessarily transition for that. I hate my period. My period hurts. I'm miserable. Well, we could deal with the period. There's birth control. There's things you could do to minimize the period. You know, you need to find out. I'm not saying that that's supposed to substitute for somebody transitioning. But when you have somebody young who doesn't seem to have ever had gender dysphoria and now all of a sudden can't stand what they're going through, you know, we'll find out what exactly it is. If it's because they hate having their periods and they are so bad and so painful that they would do anything to get a hysterectomy, that's a lot different than gender dysphoria. So that's why I like to get the doctor involved. Because what exactly is it that she dislikes about being female? Now, she might love her friend. She might have always been a cis woman, but she now is having feelings for her friend. And her friend is transitioning to male. If she has feelings for her friend, then she might want to still stay cis female. And that's another discussion. You know, and they might not know if they have feelings, but just because you have feelings for somebody doesn't mean you have to become their same sex. You could still be your cis gender and then still have a relationship with somebody who's transitioning. Now that she's 13, she's already pretty much developed. So there might be some breast enlargement after having a baby, but you can't ask necessarily a 13-year-old girl, do you think you're going to want a baby later? After somebody has a period, they're like, I don't want anything. I don't want a vagina anymore. I don't want any of that. Well, okay. After somebody's raped, you know how many people have been raped saying, I wish I was a guy and I wish I never was a girl? So many people want to denounce their gender. But in terms of physically changing it, you know, and I don't want to minimize somebody's justification for doing it. But one parent had told me that when they had a discussion with their child, the child was like, I don't think I like my boobies. Well, what if who do you like? You know, oh, I like this person. Well, what if they like your boobies? What if they want you to have boobies? Oh, yeah, I guess I better keep them. Now, I'm not saying the average 13-year-old will have a change of heart at the drop of a second or the drop of a hat or a drop of a one-liner question. But I don't think the average person will understand all the ramifications in just a one-hour counseling session. And, you know, when people say, but, you know, my child doesn't want to have babies later. No teenager wants to have a baby. The average teenager wants to be grown up, wants to get out there, wants to live their life, have a job, make money. The average teenager isn't thinking about fertility and kids. That's going to come later. So whatever we do, we need to make sure that they could go back. Wasn't there one person who transitioned that lost the breasts, so then when they transitioned back and wanted to have a baby, they couldn't breastfeed? Now, if you ask the average 13-year-old girl, are you going to want to breastfeed a baby, they're going to be like, oh, hell no. But I got to tell you, when I had my children, man, I'm so glad I could do that. So my recommendation is have her talk to a doctor and get some counseling and decide what it really is that she wants to transition from and to. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The bottom line of the House January 6th Committee on former President Trump.
No man who would behave that way at that moment in time can ever serve in any position of authority in our nation again. He is unfit for any office.
Committee co-chair, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney on President Trump. The panel is holding its final public meeting at this hour. Brace yourself for what could be, to say the least, a very challenging trip to Grandma's house for Christmas.
At the leading edge of this cold air, as it works its way through the Mideast, we're looking at the potential for a significant storm developing.
Meteorologist Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service says the bomb cyclone will put millions of us in a deep freeze. The system will intensify over the Rockies and Central Plains before it plunges south and east. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the January 6th committee has, I believe, come to or are going to conclude today, and they have voted to refer former President Trump to the Department of Justice on 4 criminal charges. Including insurrection and obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress. The Congressional Committee, even though it had Liz Cheney and I think Mike McCarthy, it didn't necessarily, it wasn't a legal there wasn't a jury, there wasn't, you know, a judge, there wasn't cross-examination. It was it was different, and maybe that's just the way committees are. But they voted unanimously that the former president committed crimes for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The charges of obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and conspiracy to make a false statement and insurrection. They say the committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution. That's according to Representative Jamie Raskin. The panel also announced Monday the referral of criminal charges against the lawyer John Eastman for his efforts to disrupt the election. Eastman had pushed a theory that Vice President Mike Pence could unilaterally reject electors. They said, we believe that the evidence described by my colleagues today and assembled throughout our hearings warrants a criminal referral of former President Trump, John Eastman, and others. The referrals are non-binding and do not require the DOJ to take any action. So this is probably the last public session for the committee. The panel has been working over the last 18 months. And I know many of us are mixed. There's so many other things that we would have loved to see our legislators fix, like the border, economy. But, you know, I understand that they find this a very, very important matter. And they were really working diligently on that. Bunch of interviews. I didn't see any cross-examination. But this is something where I, you know, the evidence of Trump's role in January 6th. So, you know, here's my take with it, and I told you guys. I think the 2020 election should have been either put off, like the Olympics, or not done until we had vetted the mail-in ballot system for millions upon millions of votes when the system was only designed for thousands per county, and not a lot of them, because mail-in ballots was not the majority of voting. And when we decided with COVID to put off the Olympics, to stop marriages, stop funerals, to stop a whole bunch of other things, maybe we should have just spent a little time vetting the process, such that when some of these shenanigans had been reported and videos and people asking questions, it was almost impossible to then go, okay, wait a second. How do we know that these ballot dumps are legit? How do we know that dead people didn't vote? And we did have, I think we had a recent arrest in my neck of the woods, somebody voting for a dead relative, which always seems to happen in these. And everybody goes, but yeah, but it wasn't that the number. The number wasn't enough to change the voting results. But the process has to be pristine. And as a scientist, whether I'm for the election results or not, if I have any sort of, shall we say, loss of integrity of a lab experiment, I got to throw it out and start fresh. You cannot have holes or contamination, or you see what's been going on with everything with COVID and Fauci and all that. You have to have everything on the up and up and done exactly, because if there's any question of something being wrong, you can't count the results. Carrie Lake for the governorship in Arizona is going to bring this to the Supreme Court. So I think that the 2020 election, going everybody gets a ballot. In fact, I don't even think I got my ballot in the 2020 election either. I don't think all my family members got ballots, and my son had turned 18. So most of us, you know, we had issues getting our ballot. When we did get the ballot, whether it got to where it needed to go, whether there were ballot dumps or suitcases or some of the other things, it left a lot of questions. And so one is, I don't think the election should have happened with such haphazardness. We're going to come up with a brand new election system. Number two, if there were a lot of concerns, then we hold off finalizing till we know what exactly happened. Instead, it was, we're going to go with the number, we're going to go with it. And me as an American, I'm like, look, we have to trust the American process. I think this was a cluster and a half, but if they say Biden won, we'll move on. President Trump, and I could see that he was frustrated, was like, but I don't think it's finalized. I think we need to look at this more. Now, he might have said other things. I wasn't listening to a speech. But then people broke through the Capitol and were calling for, some of them were just there to wave and they were pretty benign, you know, and they were there to show support, you know. But others were actually calling for Mike Pence, calling for Nancy Pelosi. It could have been very, very dangerous. It could have been a disaster. We do not want January 6th to happen again. Was President Trump complicit? Did he make that happen? Well, somebody could say he felt there was fraud in the election. A lot of people thought there was fraud in the election. He wanted to interfere with the election moving forward, or the results. He wanted the results overturned. I don't know. Did he want the results overturned, or did he want somebody looking into the cheating? The problem is, and this is where we are, and this is why it was a mess, you had a ballot system that was never tested, and you had, you know, still, by the way, ballots were found in a United States Postal Office this August from the 2020 election. Now, I don't know when they were postmarked. They didn't say they were postmarked late. So, and that was in the news. I mean, there's things that have made news that have been verified that happened with the mail-in ballots. So anybody questioning the election is not wrong. Anybody saying Mike Pence won or Joe Biden won isn't wrong. Joe Biden won the election. Was the election fair? I don't know. So we're kind of in an impasse. Things shouldn't have gone. I get that Trump wanted to have a speech and wanted to show, how did I lose with these thousands of people here at my rally? But things went bad when they entered the Capitol. Is that Trump's fault? Is it Trump's fault? So that's for people to decide. So whether there will be, you know, somebody saying, look, I think there was cheating, can we investigate this? One concern that people have is based on what happens with Trump and everything else going on. And Trump has said he wants to run. If somebody thinks there's cheating, are they going to have criminal charges brought up against them? So, you know, I told you, I tried to vote this midterm, and they said I was purged from the system. And when I asked them what was going on, they said, I emailed them asking to completely purge me from the system. I said, excuse me, at end, can you please tell me who signed that email? No, our system's down. I mean, shenanigans happen, but it makes you nervous because every vote's supposed to count. Did my vote even count if I was purged from the system? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with the border crisis, I know some news outlets don't think it's a crisis. I think it is. When you have thousands of people trying to flee their countries, they're coming into the United States illegally, bypassing vetting. We have innocent people, but we could also have wolves in sheep's clothing. They're out there in freezing temperatures. Many of them with no food, no medication, and our system that is already slammed and overwhelmed, where Americans can't get into typical urgent care or ER, it's a mess. And during public health emergencies, The Title 42, which by no means is a border wall, has been used as a tool to help minimize the numbers coming over and allowing deportations. Well, that's supposed to expire this week. The Biden administration is now facing pressure to extend it or take new steps to deal with the immigration crisis at the border. When the Biden administration says, look, the Title 42 either doesn't apply or it's irrelevant with, they're right and wrong. Title 42 should have never needed to be used if we had a strong border policy. But because we have this attitude of everybody come in, everybody come, you know, we got you. Even if our border patrol is overwhelmed, our border patrol should be the ones saying, look, guys, they should be listened to, say, this is what we're dealing with. We got fentanyl. We have drugs. You know, people think, oh, it's just everybody innocent coming over. And the border patrol is showing us pictures, for crying out loud. And so Title 42 should not be the border wall, but we don't have a border wall. We don't have additional border agents. We don't have an executive branch who's doing their job in terms of protecting our border. So now this Title 42 is being grasped at, which, by the way, still isn't working, because already we have 2,500 people a day crossing the border that we know of, not counting the gotaways, people in fatigues trying to climb over or smuggle in. I think there was somebody coming into El Paso through the sewer. You saw a street view of somebody coming up. People have figured out how to get into our country. And I get that many of them are trying to escape, but you can't tell me they're 100% all innocent when we see the fentanyl, we see the drugs, and we have people who have had criminal records, pretty dangerous crimes, violent crimes coming over. So the Biden administration is considering allowing certain asylum seekers to apply through an online portal. This move comes after the mayor of El Paso declared a state of emergency due to the crisis. On this online portal, they could seek permission to fly to the U.S. where they could remain on temporary humanitarian grounds amid their asylum claims. This is according to Wall Street Journal. The new plan would expand a policy already in place for Venezuelan migrants fleeing political turmoil in their home country, with new categories of migrants eligible from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and take pressure off the southern border crossings. But people, many with families coming, are crossing the Rio Grande. It's cold. The temperatures are freezing. Many of them are accepted. They come in. They're fed. They're families, but you have a lot of individuals that shouldn't be coming, and they are, and it's heartbreaking. There are probably trillions of people who would qualify. Okay, maybe not trillions. Okay, there'd probably be at least a billion people who would qualify as needing the assistance of the government and wanting to flee. I mean, you see what's going on in Mexico. You see what's going on in these other countries. There, it's, I want to help everybody. But in America, we have problems. We don't have a home for every American to sleep in. Our homeless crisis is beyond what it should be. We aren't taking care of our veterans. We don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough medical centers. We don't have enough Tamiflu. We don't have enough antibiotics. We don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough schools. We didn't have enough formula. In fact, we still have formula shortages. So I want to help everybody. I do. But you could only do so much. You know, we are a rich country, and I'm grateful for that. But we're running out of things. And Americans are getting ticked. And when was it Representative Kamak that went to the border and said, here's our formula? It made people pretty ticked. And I get it. We want to help others. But you are no good to anybody else if you yourself are sick. If we have Americans that are not getting, you know, are not getting medical care, I know people want the extra votes. I know people want to, you know, be there. But even, you know, my family wanted to flee the Holocaust. They could not come to America until 20 years late, actually 22 years later. 22 years later, they were able to come to America after the Holocaust. But they got here. They learned the language. They did it legally. They got a visa. They worked. They took a test in English because they could only pass the citizenship test in English. Learned English, worked. And then my dad later got married, and then he had me. My grandmother had qualified for a visa because she was German and had escaped, a German Jew, escaped the Holocaust. And America at the time of the 60s were allowing German Holocaust refugees a chance to come to America. But that was in the 1960s. So I get it. I get being an immigrant. I get families fleeing. But we can't take all of Venezuela. We can't take all of Mexico. We can't take all of Cuba, Haiti. We can't do it. Especially when in America we don't have enough homes. We have all these homeless individuals. Maybe we do have homes, but our veterans are out there on the street in the cold. Once you figure out the homeless crisis, once you figure out our medication shortage, once you figure out our schools, once you figure out our hospital infrastructure, then open up. And you could still take people each day, but we cannot take on thousands of people every day. And this is what it's manifesting in. And so we're being told, well, the Biden administration is going to do something. They were supposed to do something the day he got elected. Instead, he opened things up even more. And it's heartbreaking to see people freezing. And mind you, a lot of those people are innocent. And I want to help. But when you see, you know, the drugs coming through, when you see the criminal element coming through, we're idiots to not have a better border policy. We're told that Biden will meet today with Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso to discuss the immigration flow. Why didn't he meet with them 2 years ago? So I'm not sure if there's going to be any new policies. They say they're working on it. They're working on it. They need the votes. Arizona is now voting blue. They need the votes. These migrants, when you interview them, are saying, yay, Biden, yay, Biden. Okay, well, that's great. But what might be an early benefit with the polling might hurt you later when your Democratic voter doesn't have formula. Or can't get into a hospital. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.